Hello everyone, this is Paul Hopkins. I hope you are all well. This is Audio Mo number 3 for June the 3rd, 2020. We're doing all right, you know. There's still 27 days of goodness to go. Let's see what we're going to be up to next. So, firstly, thank you to everyone who expressed concerns about my dog, Usher. Usher is okay at the moment. He's been a little bit listless, but I think it has been hot. It's cooled down a lot today, hasn't it, in the UK. Cloudy and rainy and whatnot at the moment. So, he's not had any issues with heat or anything like that, which might have contributed to how he was feeling yesterday. I'm just not too sure. But anyway, he is... he's good. And again, thank you everyone for asking about Usher. Usher's my guide doggy. And yeah, so he's eating okay. He hasn't been sick again and all that really good stuff. So we don't need to do the whole sick thing for the time being. I'm glad to say that I got rid of the, what was her name again? Charlotte Diamond and animals, whatever. And yeah, complete with words about dogs being sick and whatnot. Yeah, enough of that already. So tonight, what I have for you, well, it is tonight when I'm recording this, it's something very old, and it's from me. I was talking to my friend Paul. There's a few people I need to mention and will tag in this, but my friend Paul Nichols, a good friend of mine, as I said on the I say like he's famous, he is sort of. I wanted to talk to him just to make sure that it was okay to post this stuff that I've got, because he's involved and I was involved. And basically, it all goes back to 30 years. It's about 30 years. It's the beginning of the 90s, I think. Essentially, where I've got some old recordings of when I was involved in various things at church. And it was quite a clever initiative. There's a guy called Simon Foster, who is also going to be tagged in this, who came with this idea of a thing called After Dusk. And basically, well, as the name suggests, it happened at night. And essentially what would happen is that people would, he would invite people like as a cabaret, but in a sort of a church, well, a non, how could I put it? A sort of a relaxed church setting, I suppose, you could say. And so it was in it was like a community centre that the church still has, and you know, it would all be lights and you know, a decent sound system and everything else, and it would be this cabaret. We'd have a stage and they'd invite different people up to give their stories about how they became Christians, and there'd be bands on playing songs with a message a lot of the time, so songs that you would recognise, but you know, and say songs with a message. And that was 30 years ago. 30 flipping years ago. It's amazing. So I'm going to show you some of that. So basically, in order, and I might stop and start as I go along. We've got sort of some segues that I was in on in the band at the time, and it's quite cool because Simon refers to me playing keyboard for the first time, but that was the first time in that setting. It wasn't the time that I started playing at church. Like the first time I started playing at church, that was a few years before. Anyway, all that by way of intro, and I do hope that you enjoy this. I don't see why you wouldn't. It's it's, you know, and if you don't like, move on. But then there's you know, in the best possible way, you're not compelled to listen to this. Of course you're not. So yeah, and then there's a bit where there's a guy called Steve Bullivant. I'm going to tag him as well, where he and I are playing together. He plays saxophone and I was playing keyboards. And it was, we recorded it during a rehearsal we were doing, basically, and it was a song we composed for someone's wedding. And then there's a couple of songs by Paul, and then, yeah. So we'll talk you through them as we go along. So let's start the show, as it were. And I'll, as I say, try and guide you through all this a little bit as we go along. Thank you.
haven't got much time left. So won't you please to welcome back on stage.
There is the first two. The first one was a segue, as I said. So the stage will be set. You know, the next act would be prepared to come on, or preparing to come on, should I say? And then the band, which was actually three of us, I think. There, saxophone player Steve, my friend Paul's brother Phil, I think, on drums, and then myself on keys, as a guy at three, and there's a fourth in there because there's a bass player. Yeah, I think his name was Tony someone. Really, really lovely. It's a privilege to play with people like that, of that caliber. And I was still very much up and coming, you know. He's still trying to find me my musical feet, as it were, in terms of, you know, getting the experience that others had, really, and so really being invited to be involved in something that was sort of high profile in terms of what the church is doing was really cool. And then the second one, as I say, was Steve and I playing, and it was a piece that we did for someone's wedding. I don't even know whose wedding it was anymore. And I think it was called New Frontiers, something like that. It's making me smile just thinking about it. Anyway, the next one coming up, I think it is not a segue, but kind of like an outro for the show. So in this one would have been Simon would be sort of, he was doing the compare and organising with lots of other things, but in this instance, doing the comparing and sort of thanking everyone and all the rest of it. And you can really get a sense of the atmosphere that was created. I will say no more and let you carry on with that, and then we'll talk about Paul and the two songs that I've got for that, and we'll keep going. Yeah, enjoy. Anyway, I hope you're enjoying. And yeah, how cool is that? So that was that. So the next one, you've already heard a little bit of Paul there. So Paul sets up this piece, I think, pretty much. So I'm going to leave these for the two songs to play, and then we'll stop, reflect on those a little bit, and then do the little segue thing, and then we'll say our goodbyes. So on the next two songs, I'm going to let them be largely introduce themselves. This would have been on a Sunday night. There was quite a tradition where you would do sort of one or two songs between the kind of the worship and whatnot, and then the preaching. And again, I think the idea was to try and engage with people a bit more that might not otherwise come to church. So, you know, evening services would probably be a bit more experimental in that sense anyway. You know, not to be church as normal church might be, as it were, but just to sort of be perhaps a bit less formal, maybe, I don't know, but different ways of trying to sort of engage people and get people involved. And obviously, 30 years ago, I was all a lot younger then, so I'd have been sort of 20-something, as would Paul. So without further ado, here's Paul with a couple of songs. So I programmed the first song. I had a really old PSR keyboard of some sort. I don't even know which one it was now. Had it midied up to a Roland electric piano thing. And then on the second one, again, just using layered sounds, really. But here they are. Enjoy.
Thank you. This is a great song. I'm a little less nervous now. I've done these songs before. This is a great song. It's called He Weeps for Our Tears. And do you ever have like a favourite hymn that chokes you, or a chorus that means something very, very much to you? Well, this song means an awful lot to me. Thanks, Paul.
That is another little those two songs, lovely songs, really lovely songs, and kind of like I was talking to Paul earlier on, and Paul Nichols is featuring there, and he was saying, you know, that they really evoke some good memories. I've got more of this stuff, so if you enjoy it, and to be honest, you know, I'll put it on anyway, and hope that you will, but let me know. And there's more to share. It sort of prompted a couple of things. I kind of wish that I'd had saved somehow more audio, and I'm sure I did, and I'm sure I've lost some in house moves and all sorts. And not all of it would have been, you know, that of that ilk, I guess. I don't know, but I record things now. I've always recorded things, but I've never really catalogued stuff to that extent. And you know, you've only got to put stuff onto it. So I'll probably digitise some stuff, and then, oh, you know, the hard disk corrupts, and then you haven't got it again, have you? And, you know, it's that thing over the years, you lose stuff. But I'm really glad that I've managed to keep this stuff. And sort of interesting evoking of memories. I used to go to Paul, his wife's called Sue, and they've got 1, 2, 3, 4 children, haven't they? Haven't you, I should say, Paul. But then they wouldn't have, obviously some of them, you know, they're all grown pretty much now, and they wouldn't, you know, some weren't even born yet, some were, and that, it's just incredible to know a person for that length of time, really, and to be around a situation of a group of people or of a society, and you look back and you go, how has that become 30 years? You know, it's that kind of idea, isn't it? I used to go around almost every week at one point for my Sunday dinner, and that particular song, those last two songs, we just had our dinner and then just kept practice, just to get it right, you know, for those essentially that 5 or 6 minutes. But worth it. Really worth it. And it really taught me a lot as a musician about actually dedication and how you have to, you know, step up really and just polish your art all the time. Anyway, the segue is coming up now. This is last bit. It's quite short, but I quite enjoyed it. So I thought I'd whack that on there as well. And then we'll say our goodbyes. So here comes the little segue thingy. So there we go. That'll be Audio Mode Day 3 from me. I will be with you tomorrow and hopefully going to keep this up because I've got quite a lot of things to share. Do let me know what you think, good or bad or indifferent. And keep sharing your audio. All you need to do is record your audio. You can use free podcast software such as Anchor, and that can be as an app on your phone. You've got things like Audio Boom, where you can record audio or drop audio, should I say. And you have also got things like the Very Good Backpack, which is what I'm using, which is a paid for app, but again, very, very comprehensive. So you have options and, you know, just set up a Dropbox account and put your audio up there, you know, and make a link to it. I think you can get a free Dropbox account still with about 4 gigs. So plenty of room for audio for the month of June. Then you hashtag whatever you do with Audio Mode, tweet it and Facebook it and do whatever. And don't forget the audio community group that we've set up as well. So you can find that on Facebook. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow then. And thanks again for listening to me, Paul Hopkins.